Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, couldn't be more transparent. Back when the rioting started, the looting, and a few days ago, they didn't call it rioting or looting. They called it protesting. So did CNN, MSNBC, and the usual suspects like Al Sharpton. Now she's come out and declared a state of emergency. But before she did that, she said, well, we decided to give people an area to vent their anger and to basically loot. Now the National Guard have been called out. What were we just saying a month ago about Jade Helm? The White House tried to trigger race riots and the targeting of police racially last summer. They have sent operatives from the Justice Department in with the Trayvon Martin situation, with the Brown situation in Ferguson. It's gone over the top this time. Clearly, they want to make the issue about race and infighting while the globalists steal our basic liberties on every front. This is the big political distraction. Obama couldn't deliver jobs. He couldn't deliver anything to the black community but double unemployment in the last 7 years of his reign. But the social engineers believe that they can boost that 13% voting bloc that votes about 90% Democratic Party by invoking massive racial division. I know that you as an audience understand this, and it's very transparent. But for the general public, they still don't quite get what's happening here. We also have the police being ordered to stand down, but being ordered to target even mainstream journalists like CBS News crews, the Associated Press on video, brutally beating innocent people. So this is an engineered operation. The police shamefully have followed illegal orders to not stop rioters and looters and people engaged in racial attacks. And now they are following their evil orders to attack journalists. And quite frankly, we saw this in Ferguson, where Joe Biggs was shot with rubber bullets, doing nothing purposefully. Ja'Kari Jackson was attacked. BBC, Al Jazeera, Vice was attacked. Didn't matter if you were a black reporter, a white reporter, an Arab reporter, a British reporter, you were being chased down and hunted and beaten and shot. And I don't want to be enemies with the police. You're being played like idiots. And the looters and rioters, of course, are the biggest idiots of them all. Some of the police said, we know what's going on. We appreciate you. Others would say, get out of there with that camera. I'll crack your head open. Just total idiots. But they're getting cops from the pool that is the American people. And let's just say it. America is still a great country, has the greatest accomplishments in history, but we've fallen a long way. And the police reflect the pile of steaming, decadent, thug life, thug culture crud that America's become. And by the way, we got black thugs, we got Hispanic thugs, we got Asian thugs, we got white thugs. They've now got a talking point on MSNBC and CNN. We've got the clips coming up that if you call these looters and rioters thugs, it's code word for racism. No, it's code word for a bunch of trash and hood rats. Believe me, we got white hood rats around here. They're called drag rats that go around robbing people. And I don't like black thugs, and I don't like white thugs. It's real simple. And I am sick of the political correctness. It's not going to work. Sitting there saying we're racist if we don't like thugs attacking people because of their race and burning buildings and attacking people's cars and beating up Russian reporters because they're white. I mean, this is just ridiculous. The Russians haven't done jack squat to black people. And Baltimore is a black-run city. In fact, there's the headline. It's not just CNN, MSNBC saying it. The drummer on The Tonight Show is popping off on TV about it's code word for the N-word. I'm just so sick of it. I mean, the public is just so dumbed down to the most mindless issues. We're going to cover it all. Matt Drudge says this could bring down America. If we let it, it could, and that's the plan. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings 2 days ago had this to say.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we work very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
Anyone who has any basic understanding of sociology, anthropology, mob psychology, I don't care what color the thugs are, knows and understands that if you let a bunch of criminal elements, most of them that turns out not even from in Maryland, but out of D.C., come in like it's a looting party to burn stuff, beat people up, and rob electronics and jewelry shops, you're going to create an area of lawlessness to allow that to expand. Notice this stuff always happens in disarmed areas with incredible gun restrictions. Somebody comes looting down my street. I don't care if you're got red hair or you're black or you're Arab or you're Chinese, I'm going to put a bullet in your chest. I don't want to kill you, but you're not going to burn my house down and loot it. You're not going to attack me. So I'm going to put a bunch of double lock buck into you. And I'm not going to aim for your legs, so you can sue me later. So if you're going to come with guns, you better know how to use them. Because I can shoot a clay pigeon at 120 yards. Not shooting my mouth off, but I come from a culture of people that aren't laying down. We're not out robbing. We're not out looting. We're building civilization. And you want to try to take it down? You got to go through me. This is 100% George Soros, Barack Obama engineered. This is the plan to bring down America. And I've said there's massive preparations for martial law and tyranny I've never seen in 20 years of broadcast. This appears to not be a drill. This appears everything we see converging towards a convergence point, an event horizon that could be martial law this summer as every major city burns. And I have mainline analysts, media pundits, you name it, saying the same thing. And notice Jade Helm is lined up right along these times. So Obama can come out with some declaration to ban large sectors of types of guns, large classes. And people are saying, well, that's crazy. It'll cause a civil war. That's the plan. You're like, well, that'll wreck the country. That's the plan. That's Cloward and Piven on steroids. The globalists are bold, ladies and gentlemen. And if they're willing to start a war with Russia and Ukraine, if they're willing to turn ISIS loose, Al-Qaeda renamed, all over the Middle East, and overthrow our allies like Egypt and call them heroes on CNN while they're burning every church in the country and crucifying Christians upside down, they're willing to pull some hardcore operations. Now, the Egyptians were able to defeat it. 20 million people came out in the streets of Cairo and other cities. They've now arrested and convicted the people involved. They've now released the documents. This was our number one ally in the Middle East after Israel, showing that Obama's family, cousin, and others out of Kenya were running the operations. So it's bold, it's serious, it's hardcore. And at the end of the day, it's going to hurt black and white and Hispanic and Asian Americans across the board. It is divide and conquer. Let me just give you some of the headlines. National Guard called in to keep the peace in Baltimore after they let the fire spread, literally and figuratively. Huge fire set across Baltimore as Freddie Gray rioters torch city, looters stores, and injure 15 police officers as violence rages into the night and local politicians are left turning on each other. I want to play her one more time 2 days ago saying we gave folks a space to riot. In every city in America, there are people ready to riot, loot, and set things on fire. Excellent article at InfoWars.com by Michael Schneider. The city of Baltimore has transformed into an absolute war zone, close quote. Matt Drudge on Baltimore riots, America could fall. Chaos continues as authorities are accused of failing to deal with unrest. Paul Watson has a detailed report at InfoWars.com, dovetailed with that. We should probably add to the Drudge story. Mayor ordered police to stand down during Baltimore riots. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. Just like the L.A. riots with the police chief, who was later declassified with CIA, Daryl Gates. Now, are the cops themselves bad? No, but they were ordered to stand down. And I'm telling you, that's why I would never be a cop, or I'd get kicked off. I mean, they told me, don't respond to people looting and burning buildings. I mean, that's criminal as a citizen if it's happening in front of you not to do something. It's failure to render aid. It's like the leaked Border Patrol document 2 months ago that was on CBS News where they said, don't respond to crime. Drunk driving, arson, if you pull somebody over with drugs or whatever, just let them go. It's not our job, if they're illegal. But let me tell you, from Arizona to Texas, they go in these state parks and national parks, and you've got the feds. They're writing tickets for college students drinking beer. They'll come up to your campsite and go, no alcohol out in the park, and write tickets for a six-pack of Coors Light. I've seen it with my eyeballs last year and this year in Big Bend. And then one time I'm sitting there in a natural hot spring, and this white, but I saw a black guy act like a total thug in his uniform. My point is, black, white, they act like thugs, some of these bad cops. It was armed, you know, National Park Ranger. He goes, "What are you doing?" And I turned around. I was just sitting there in a hot spring, and I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "What are you doing?" And smiled with his hand on his gun. Some mental patient, and I went, "Whatever, man." And the guy felt stupid and walked off. Like, I guess the average person would defecate on themselves or something when somebody puts a hand on their gun and says, "What are you doing?" I'm just sitting there. So, yeah, the government wants to hire a bunch of mentally ill thugs while at the same time authorizing thugs to attack at the ground level and then have a clash of civilizations dialectic problem reaction solution. That's the admitted formulae of the Ford Foundation and liberation theology. And you've heard us talking about this for years, saying this was coming. This is one of their major operational plans. Now let's play the mayor, the black mayor. Almost the entire city council is black. Everyone on the podium is black. Half the cops are black, or more in Baltimore. And they're making it about white people, and there's calls by different black groups. I've got it in my stack here. The Gorilla Family, that's their own weird racist name for themselves, not mine. I get emails when I mention them. Saying they're going to kill cops, and then it'll make the cops go into a total paranoia spiral. It'll then cause them to stop responding even more to crime in predominantly black areas. And it's just a recipe for total civil war. And that's how the British brought down China, was staging civil wars inside. Took them 50 years to set it up. They got it going. So I've studied history. We're seeing it again. Here is the mayor.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we work very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
The Justice Department runs Baltimore. It's basically a suburb of D.C. The Justice Department runs the response. They ran the funeral yesterday, or the memorial service. Crips and Bloods team up to protest Baltimore cops and say that they're going to start killing them and, quote, taking out officers. Meanwhile, on the Tonight Show, they've got people spouting off saying it's racist to call these people thugs. I'll call them dumbed-down, mindless scum. Just like I'll call the Klan out lynching people the same thing. It's the exact same mindset of people that have nothing, have done nothing. All they are is race-based. They're making excuses for their own failures. Thugs equals N-word. That's what was said on the Tonight Show. It's being tweeted out. When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you the definition of thug, where it actually comes from. But first, let's play the mayor one more time.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we work very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you
Oh, really? We're trying to de-escalate the civil war you want to start. We're trying to stop a race war. We're trying to get real justice. We're trying to reform the police. It's federal training that's given them the attack dog mentality. Now, let's go to a clip of her now talking about a civil emergency and then the governor. So a day and a half after they let it all happen, could have shut it down instantly. A day and a half after that happened, now this.
I've been in contact with our governor, and he has agreed, and I've requested, and he has agreed to deploy the National Guard. As soon as they are available, they will be immediately deployed. We've ordered a curfew be in effect, instituting tomorrow the curfew citywide.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you were going to de-escalate
to 5
by letting folks loot.
Again, there will be a citywide curfew, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. This preliminary curfew will last for 1 week and be extended.
Yeah, this is how Americans are going to be trained to be slaves.
Let me be clear. We already operate under a juvenile curfew, and young people who are 14
That's enough. Just shut it down. You know what juveniles should be doing? Like my dad, work them when they're 12 years old. Being given responsibilities, learning to be responsible. But no, instead, the youth just pick up a gang culture, a thug culture. It's sold by MTV. And then everybody's supposed to bow down to it and worship it. And then no one can even stop people out attacking and looting and burning because the Justice Department wants us to get out of hand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
JDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds, I lift weights 5 days a week, I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Oh, as a result of the serious violence and looting which has led to the destruction of property and put innocent Marylanders at significant risk, I have declared a state of emergency at the request of Baltimore City. This order deploys the Maryland National Guard in order to help restore order and to end the unrest that we witnessed today and tonight. I've not made this decision lightly. The National Guard represents a last resort in order to restore order.
And that's Governor Larry Hogan.
Have the right to.
The establishment thinks we're so stupid that we don't realize that the Justice Department, the Ford Foundation, the universities, MTV, all these rappers and other people just want to feel like victims and just get up there all day hyping up tragic police shootings. A lot of times the police get indicted. A lot of times the police lose their jobs. The cops that shot that white homeless guy for no reason have now been indicted in Albuquerque. Folks are getting indicted that are shooting black people in the back. But we can show you footage of black cops shooting unarmed black people or black cops shooting white people. And most of the time, it's not racially based. It's that the cops have been given instinctive firing training and don't know what they're doing in some cases and are so scared to death that they've got a hair trigger. But still, if you look at the statistics, police shootings are flat in this country. They're statistically what they were in the 90s. If you go back to the 70s and 60s, it was higher. Now, a lot of that was probably leaded gasoline and things we know made people more aggressive. There's major studies on that. Yeah, that's why the Romans were so aggressive, they now know, as they were lining their pots with lead. There's a lot of chemical reasons for things that go on. But the studies are there as well. Most cops, even in black cities, just don't want to go into the thug, low-income areas because they don't want to get shot at or they don't want to get sued or they don't want to get blamed. They don't feel like there's community support, and so they don't respond. That's why blacks are twice as less likely, and again, we showed the studies a few weeks ago on air, to be shot than a white or Hispanic. Because whites, predominantly, but Hispanics, a little bit less in statistics, will call the cops. And sometimes it goes bad. You know, you call the cops because your husband just punched you and they end up killing you. Or you got a schizophrenic brother. I read about this all the time. I have family that this happened to, distant family, but in Houston. It was my great aunt's second husband, so I'm not related, but it was his daughter, was schizophrenic and was freaking out, and they called the cops and they came and killed her. She was not even armed, but she wouldn't come out, and then the SWAT team went in and did they kill her because she was white? No, they killed her because you got 10 guys coming in your house with a bunch of guns. People end up pulling the trigger. Grand jury just cleared a cop who shot a mentally ill man for holding a screwdriver. The point is, we don't need a civil war out of this. The point is, why is the White House and George Soros spending hundreds of millions of dollars over the last few years, 30-plus million just to stir up Ferguson garbage, because it's all they've got is getting us to fight with each other. And I know you get it, but how do we get this information that we're covering out to the general public? How do we do that? That's the big question that we need to get across to everyone. How do we expose it? Well, we have the perfect opportunity. You go to InfoWars.com, you get the videos and the breakdowns of the people caught red-handed. Red-handed. The mayor. Letting people loot and riot to get the ball rolling. And the Justice Department stirring up Trayvon Martin secretly. It turns out they're getting the riots going that didn't really catch fire. And getting it going in Ferguson. And then ordering the attack on media in Ferguson and in Baltimore and other areas, because the media is the enemy, especially if it's alternative media, because we'll actually show the stand down. And we're going to go to break and come back and get to video. Brave Vietnam vet stands up to rioting children in Baltimore, and also the video. There's no audio. but it's on ABC News, of a mother going out, finding her son, teenage son, who's looting, and she starts beating him with a purse. I wonder if the CPS is going to come take... I wonder if the CPS is going to come and take his kid away, her kid away, because she dared stop him. Yeah, I guess the cops are just supposed to kill him or put him in prison. You see, probably comes from a fatherless home, and there's mama trying to get him in line, and he had the nerve, looks like he's about 15, to slap her back when she was slapping him. And all she's trying to do is keep him from going to prison. That little thug needs to get his ass beat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Jakari Jackson's report talking to citizens protesting by the hundreds. Jade Helm outside Austin, Texas. It was all over local television and in the local paper and also made national news yesterday as citizens exposed the attempt to basically end Posse Comitatus. But before I get into that and other world news, and Max Kaiser's joining us, I wanted to show some video. If you're a TV viewer, I'll describe it for radio listeners, of what happened yesterday when a mother watching live coverage saw her son out involved in the looting. It looks like he's about 14, 15. She comes over and starts basically punching him and slapping him in the head to make him stop looting. He punches her back, and this is really the sadness of single moms. I bet $1 million she is a single mom. Looks like she's maybe 30 years old, probably had this guy when she was 15, and there she is trying to keep him from getting killed or keeping him from getting put in prison, and he is basically slapping back at his mother. Where were the men to go over and help a woman trying to get her son in line? Well, they were standing right there letting it happen. Truly disgusting. But this is child abuse in America. I guess it's better he be tasered or shot or put in prison. What is she supposed to do but physically drag him out of there? But these youth are never taught the dangers of the way they're behaving. It's the same thing with the government. The government's been caught over and over again doing every crime you can imagine, but it's gotten away with it. So now the central government, foreign run, believes it can get away with anything. But now the central government has read the tea leaves and knows the people are waking up, so they want to have a nice little civil war, which will have us begging for military on the streets and curfews permanently. This could be the new false flag 9/11, as I've been saying for 6 years of Obama, that they are preparing a race war 9/11 crisis, and out of that crisis, the next phase, with Republicans coming into office, will be law and order, where conservatives and libertarians and whites who feel threatened will accept a police state in the name of restoring order, but then the police state will be flipped on yet again everyone. This is the problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic from the philosopher Hegel, adopted by the Chicago Business School and the neocons. And bipartisanly, this is the plan. You throw a brick through your window and blame your political opposition. You firebomb your own capital and blame your opposition. The Nazis did all of this. But every other corrupt political party does it as well. So many leftist Jewish groups have been caught attacking their own synagogues. So many leftist black groups have been caught attacking their own churches. So many leftist white groups have been caught claiming they were raped. And it's done to garner sympathy because they know that Christians, conservatives, libertarians of every race, color, and creed are moral people that care. And so we can be beaten into submission to feel guilty to then accept their agenda. Their whole thing is about guilt. Be guilty you're a homophobe. Let us teach your three-year-old how to suck a golf ball through a garden hose. That's what they teach. We want your three-year-old to sign a pledge to have gay friends. Like a three-year-old even knows what that is. It's meant to make their whole mindset not about 2 + 2 = 4, not about mystery, not about the stars, not about nutrition, not about family, not about different cultures, but sign a pledge to learn how to suck golf balls through garden hoses. Essentially. I mean, this is a scientific takeover. I made a film about it, Endgame 2.0. I called it 1.5 because I was planning another installment. And we show the university documents with a professor from the 60s for the whole plan for this. It's not like I know what's going to happen next because I've got some big palantir, some giant purple crystal ball in my living room. I know what's going on because the globalists think we're all incredibly stupid and are just executing their takeover. And that's why they can have the mayor come out and say, oh, we let folks loot, let them get their anger out. No, that actually gets it going because it sends the message, hey, you can get away with this. Just like they did in 1999 with predominantly, I'd say 90%, white, well-meaning liberals who were against non-GMO labeling and against losing our rights to WTO and international treaties. Good liberals, educated, real people. The type that are against GMOs, against vaccines, they know what's going on. They know the Democratic Party's corrupt. They show up by about 100,000 or so. The airplanes land from Portland. They disgorge 50 anarchists trained by the Ford Foundation publicly. I made a film about it. Police stage of the takeover. And the cops are ordered to stand down to be hit in the head with bottles. It's shown on the news for a day. The next day, people say, do something, and they turn the cops loose on the 100,000 peaceful and beat men, women, and children, and tear gas children, and just, it was disgusting. And who ran it? The Delta Force. And when I had Esquire here last year doing a profile on me, they didn't believe it. And the Esquire writer went and pulled four different news articles, interviewed the people involved, and said, oh my God, it was a false flag. And I said, yeah, I told you. It was even in the newspaper. We have interviews with the police captains. I even interviewed later, it's not in the film, the police chief. I've had the police chief on twice, who was the police chief then. And he's apologized. He didn't even understand what was going on. Because, again, Bill Clinton was there. World leaders were there. The feds came in and took the whole operation over. By the way, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs are on an airplane right now. And I said, guys, you just were in Bastrop. You just got shot in Ferguson with rubber bullets and tear gas. You really want to go to this? They said, yeah, we want to go. And by the way, anybody who isn't black by these racist mobs are being attacked. So I'm really worried about Joe Biggs, but he wants to do it. You notice CNN and MSNBC only have black reporters out there. But no one's mentioning, hey, why aren't there white reporters? This is a racist mob. That's what, I mean, can you imagine the Klan? You know, if whites were out burning things, they'd be stopped. And imagine if there was only white reporters that could be out. People say, look how racist it is. They attack any black reporters. I mean, it's just hiding in plain view how racism by black people has been sold as a cultural right, as something you're supposed to do under political correctness. With the modern hip-hop music, racially based, the rest of it. Anything goes. But there's a video of a brave Vietnam vet standing up to rioting children, in his words, in Baltimore. I love my country. I love my charmed city. I'm not black. I'm white, red, yellow, or nothing. And we've got Robert Valentine out there standing up. There's also photos. He's interviewed by local paper of a white gentleman guarding his shop with a machete, and he says he kept about 50 looters at bay. Where are the guns? Well, you pull a gun out there, the cops will take you out. Again, this all is in these inner-city petri dishes that are models for how they want everybody else to live under the UN UNESCO Global Treaty Agenda 21. It's the only thing I have. I can't pull out a shotgun, he told the Washington Post. I was able to clear about 50 people away. I came with my mask on my face, ready to do what I had to protect my livelihood. We've got the photo of the gentleman who looks pretty scary out there with his machete. And as society degenerates, he wanted to protect his convenience store. As society degenerates, you're going to see more and more law of the jungle. That's why they want our guns, so that the government can create the crisis and then bring in the tyranny as the solution. They can't let normal equilibrium take place where people will protect themselves. The problem is we had Professor Lott on yesterday, the demographics changing. Blacks have been one of the lowest groups to own guns. One reason was it was prohibited to them by racist laws passed in the South, the first gun control laws by the Klan. That's just the NRA was set up to stop that. That's why they're called the new Ku Klux Klan, because they were founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan. That's the inverted MSNBC fraud machine. you're founded to fight the Klan, so you're now the Klan. You're founded by the Klan to kill people. You're given awards by the NAACP, Planned Parenthood. It's inverted. You know, you worship Hitler. You tell Rolling Stone you want to be Hitler. Your dad is an SS officer. You're the product of an SS race marriage. You're given ADL awards, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You fight racism. You're called a racist by the ADL. Just it's how it works. It's reality inverted. Literally. People say I use that word too much, but it is. I'm not just saying. Let's play a clip of Valentine.
Soldier. And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people.
That's a black reporter. I wonder why.
When you're a little bit concerned about your own safety, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Massachusetts. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the riots already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their families studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death, you know. Now, mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And your first name?
Robert.
Robert Valentine. And you're a Vietnam vet?
Yes.
And you just decided to come out here and stand up against these guys?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm not black, white, red, or yellow. No, I am American.
Are you concerned about what's happening to the community?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And, of course, they shut it down right there because they didn't like what he was saying, I guess. But burn down your own community? And now I've got a stack of articles where the looters are saying they're going to be shooting cops, white cops. I'm really worried about Joe Biggs and Jakari. We had folks start fights with Jakari as well and call him an Uncle Tom and stuff just because he was there from InfoWars. Because, see, fighting the black genocide via abortion, that's not good. Going out and looting, that's good because the media said so. Because Al Sharpton, he has the moral high ground. Now, continuing here, I want to juxtapose this to the peaceful demonstrations that took place yesterday. Hundreds of people in Bastrop exposing Jade Helm and Jakari Jackson outside of the convention area, outside of the auditorium, was able to get some of the citizens' take on why they were there, almost to a person, almost to a man, almost to a woman, against what was happening there at the preparations for Jade Helm outside Austin, Texas. Here it is.
All right, sir, can you tell me what your name is, where you're from, and what brought you out here today?
My name is Daniel Duclue. I'm from Bastrop, Texas. I went to school in Austin, and I'm a concerned American, Texan, Bastropian. I just think the government should be held accountable to the decisions they make, and I think it's our privilege and it's our duty as Americans to ask questions about what our government's doing. These are elected officials, or our judges, not the guy with the army, but you know, I think it's our duty to hold them accountable. So.
Okay, we're here with Kathy Glass. You ran for governor this past election. And I was very surprised to see you come out here for this Jade Helm. Why is it so significant to you?
Well, my husband and I have a small ranch in McDade. So we live half a life in Houston and half a life out here in Lee County, actually. So what's happening in Bastrop is very important to us. But it's important to all Texans. This is not just a local thing going on.
You're talking about the group. Jade Helm, let's stop. We're still doing ground rules, correct?
Yeah, I'm still going to.
Okay, all right. Jade Helm and Bastrop.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
How many questions are you going to ask?
Do you ask everybody how many questions they're going to ask? She asked you several.
I'm asking you how many questions do you plan on asking?
Let's say I'll stop at five max. Five max. Three?
Three.
Let's go three. All right. Let's have you say and spell your name and position.
Lieutenant Colonel Mark LaStoria, Director of Public Affairs, United States Army Special Operations Command.
All right, Colonel. You spent a lot of time answering questions, so I'm trying not to be redundant, but just in the most general soundbite sense, what is Jade Helm? Mm-hmm.
Jade Helm is a training exercise to produce top quality U.S. Army Special Operations Forces for operations overseas, future operations overseas.
Okay. And you had a lot of concern here today. is fair to say?
There were a lot of questions asked here today, and I was really supportive of that. I think local governance is a fantastic thing, and much like the judge said, it'd be great if everybody came out enforced like that to all of their meetings. Local governance is where things happen.
Okay. Well, that wasn't really a question. It's more of a statement, but I'll try to be concise as possible. I just had a question about Metris Global and Thomas Mead, I believe, are involved in this operation.
I'm sorry, who?
Metris Global and Thomas Mead.
I'm not familiar with... What was the first thing again?
Metris Global.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Thomas Mead.
Thomas Mead, he is a coordinator for the exercise.
All right, I'm here with Zizi Arnetta, former InfoWars reporter. You are here, you asked the question, what do you think about this Jade Helm operation and also their response to it?
Well, overall, I think I'm mostly disappointed in the way that they let the public know. I found out about it from the Bastrop County paper on the internet, and it was coming out the same time it came out on InfoWars. It's like they're saying one thing, and then they're saying another thing at the same time out of both sides of their mouth, so it's confusing.
Yes.
When you're talking about putting people in civilian clothing, I just do not understand what that matters, since this is supposed to be about foreign territory.
I was just concerned with the increasing indications that the military is getting a little too involved with local law enforcement. First of all, we got this military assault vehicle that assigned to our sheriff's department, and then we have all these strange things happening coming in here, like this military operation, which is not new for our county, because we have Camp Swift and I have helicopters flying over my property all the time. I don't have any problem with that. The thing that the indications that are happening, that they're getting so involved that it does appear there is some martial law intent.
You know, I think one concern of mine is, well, first of all, I grew up here. I know Camp Swift is a big military base.
All right, so folks, you can see the full report at InfoWars.com. We're also going to tweet it out. Did citizens fight back against Jade Helm takeover? That's only a third of it. We're going to come back with an incredible report by Paul Watson on subliminal message he caught on martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition. Rain, snow, or sleet, it will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
I was going to get to one of the most bone-chilling, bizarro stories I've ever seen. You know, we're constantly catching subliminal messages on radio, TV, and in print, and documenting them here. Just bald-faced subliminal messages that are too quick to consciously pick up. But I'll have to cover this some next hour because we just had some even bigger breaking news. I mean, I already said it earlier because I already knew it, but now it's been triple confirmed. But Paul Watson's story is amazing. And it's up on InfoWars.com right now with the video. A subliminal message in an AARP article, story, TV ad. And in the TV ad, the woman is just sitting there knitting, and the voiceover is talking about other things. But then in the background, the TV is talking about riots across America and martial law. At a subliminal level, that if you boost the audio, it's as clear as day. Quote, riots nationwide have prompted local governments to declare martial law. The president is asking the citizens find safety and remain calm. Authorities are working to contain the outbreak. So there's just massive preparations for martial law. We've got all the government documents. Under martial law, they're going to target veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. That's all admitted. And then the army shows up and goes, to hundreds of people going, well, you're planning for martial law. Here's the document. No, we're not. It's preposterous. Hey, there are death panels in Obamacare. Here's the subsection. Shut up, racist. Hey, you're raising the debt limit. No, we're not. Doesn't raise the debt, but it does raise the debt. No, it doesn't. Well, yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. I mean, it's getting crazy. But on the dumbed-down public, this stuff works. It's all a confidence game. He's in the military uniform, or he's in the government outfit, and they're telling us this, so it must be true. Kit Daniels dug into it. I mean, I knew just from past study that Baltimore is one of the most federally controlled cities other than D.C. in the country. And they just roll out forced inoculations there outside of law, you name it, time and time again. And I knew this lady was in deep with Obama. So I just said, this is Justice Department run, because I know they got their people there. That's been confirmed. Because it always is. But I kind of went with my gut. I mean, that was my opinion, based on giant piles of knowledge. Well, here it is, breaking. Baltimore mayor, key player in Obama's federal takeover of local police, one of only three people involved in the, quote, task force that gave the recommendation for total federalization. On the back of the problems, the court in Ferguson. Oh, the answer is federalize the police because they're so racist. Mayor's link to Justice Department explains why she gave rioters space to destroy. They're getting ready to kick off a long, hot summer, and then cops are going to get trigger fingers, black ones, white ones. Just they're blacks are going to get shot, and all hell is going to break loose. This is just how George Soros took down Ukraine. It's how they took down Egypt. It's how they tried to take down Syria. It's how they took down Libya. This is how they do it, is sectarian war. It could be religious. It could be racial. It could be cultural. It could be regional. It could be old beefs. Sectarian manipulation. Coming up, I never got to it. I'm going to give you the definition of a thug. Thug isn't racist. Thug comes from a group of Arab bandits that would rob the Silk Road out of India through Arabia and were known for garroting people, choking them to death. The thuggy. And that's why they say that guy's a thug. It just means bandit. And the people out there looting. Look at the white soccer fans that loot and rob. Oh, people call them thugs. Oh, racist. No, they're attacking language itself. I didn't plug any of our products. We got the biggest sales going ever. 50% off on Silver Bullet and other products. And free shipping right now at InfoWarsLife.com. We need your support.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.